CBS News broke the story of the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. soldiers. But it turns out the network held its report for 2 weeks at the request of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General Richard Myers called CBS anchor Dan Rather 8 days before the report was due to air and asked for a delay. He said the report could increase tension in the Iraqi city of Fallujah and put American hostages in Iraq in jeopardy. Marvin Kalb is a senior fellow at Harvard's Joan Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy. Good morning.
Good morning.
You spent 30 years as a journalist on air at CBS and NBC. How do media entities decide what to do when the government asks them to delay broadcasting or publishing sensitive information during, as we are, wartime?
Right. Well, it's a very difficult decision for a network. The first impulse is to go with the story because it's a good story and you want to beat the opposition. But let's face it, when a government calls at this high level, appeals for cooperation, appeals for understanding, during a war, patriotism is high, journalists have generally cooperated with the government. I don't think the American people fully appreciate the number of times that when the government calls, journalism is a good boy.
Give us an example.
Well, a good example goes back to 1961. Shortly after the Kennedy administration came to power, the New York Times, the late Tad Schultz, had a terrific story about the whole Bay of Pigs invasion, how and when the Cuban exiles were going to invade Cuba, obviously in an effort to depose Castro. The administration found out about it. They appealed to the Times not to publish the story. The Times cooperated, but only to a degree. They ran the story about a coming big deal in Cuba, but they did not say when, they did not say where, but it was on the front page of the paper.
You just now said the journalists act like, you know, they're going to be a good boy. It suggests that maybe you don't think these decisions are always the right ones.
Well, the decisions are not necessarily the right ones, but journalism is part of American society, part of American culture. When America goes to war, journalism goes to war too. There is an inbred sense of patriotism. When a government calls, you don't want to do anything against the wishes of the government. There may be an issue of national security. But the perception of the public toward the media these days is so negative that the media has to be particularly sensitive to any request. They don't want bad publicity.
Do you think in this case the reasons were persuasive?
The reasons were persuasive up to a point. CBS waited for those 8 days, as you pointed out, but the American public has become increasingly aware of problems of ineptness in the administration handling of Iraq. And the question is whether CBS really, in this case, should have waited. CBS is not under any kind of criticism for waiting. What is remarkable is that the story has gone through without any deep criticism of CBS's handling of it.
Thank you. Marvin Kalb is a senior fellow at Harvard's Joan Shorenstein Center on the Press, Politics, and Public Policy.